I'm Janet Nakano with NBA Podcaster, and I'm here with Peter von Lessica, the NBA Tour's CEO and Managing Director. The NBA Tour runs more than 165 international recruitment events in 28 countries, including 8 cities all across Latin America. The events connect quality NBA candidates with top global business schools to help applicants find the right program. Peter von Lessica will be giving us some advice and recommendations for applicants from Latin America looking to apply to top U.S. and European business schools. We also have specialized podcasts for applicants from Asia, India, and Canada on our website, nbapodcaster.com/nbatour. If you're living in any of these territories, be sure to visit our website to hear strategic advice on applying and also find the dates for upcoming NBA tours in your area. So, Peter, what are your specific recommendations for applicants coming from Latin America?
One of the big challenges for Latin American students is indeed picking the right school for them. And as there are a lot of choices for business schools, it's important for them to find a school that, A, meets their needs for or career aspirations for one, which is a requirement for all students applying. But for Latin Americans, it's important for them to find a school that has an alumni network that they could leverage in their home country should they decide to return. It's also important for them to find a school that has a good placement record. And there are schools with good placement records in Latin America. Another area for Latin American students is to understand how to distinguish themselves. Typically, Latin American students have not had the English proficiency that some other countries have enjoyed, and it's been difficult because they haven't always had the access to English training that other students have or other countries have worked very hard to get. So English proficiency, in particularly for American business schools, would be a tremendous distinguishing factor. Also, GMAT scores and ability for them to prepare for the GMAT is very important. And I think they might be able to see how students from other regions have prepared themselves well in advance for the GMAT. It's not something that you want to prepare for at the last moment. Specific challenges in Latin America, unlike Asia, where there seems to be a lot of test prep centers for the GMAT, Latin America has actually suffered a scarcity of test centers, and it's difficult for them to find a test center nearby. That's why taking the GMAT and preparing for it should be done months and months in advance. And also they should pay particular attention to the standard things in the application process, like recommendations from employers and references, as well as a good GPA helps, as well as with other students.
So what is their biggest challenge?
I would say their biggest challenge is the test prep and finding a location to take the tests. It's difficult for them because, well, for example, in Ecuador, I don't believe there is a test center for students, and we've had a lot of prospective applicants show up at our events in Ecuador, and they have to go to Peru to take the exam.
Can you tell us when and where the NBA Tour will be in Latin America?
The NBA Tour will be in Latin America in October, and we're starting the tour off in Mexico October 10th, and then we'll be in Lima, then going to Brazil, two cities in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, then Buenos Aires, and then Santiago, and then finishing up in Quito and Bogota.
What are some of the highlights of the tour?
We will have special speakers at each event or alumni from schools that can vouch for the benefits of an education outside of a Latin American country. Each event will have panel discussions by admissions officials on the admissions process, as well as some alumni panels that will provide prospective students with an understanding of what the job application process will be like returning to their country and what the job prospects look like for applicants in that country. In some of these countries, we will have quite well-known speaker from the public sector speaking about the economics in that country and those prospects for the future, in particular future employment for people with an MBA.
That was Peter von Lessica, the MBA Tour's CEO and Managing Director. If you're interested in attending one of their international recruiting events and want more information, visit thembatour.com. You can also visit our website, mbapodcaster.com/mbatour, to hear more specialized podcasts for applicants from India, Asia, and Canada. I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster. Thanks for listening.